what a beautiful world we live in. Oh, what a beautiful place. Where you live, is it awesome? And if where you live isn't awesome, did you know that you're not a tree and you can uproot yourself and move to wherever you want to? From someone who's lived all over the world, I now live in the South Island of New Zealand because I found my happy place. Here's a great question. The world is a very big place. What are we doing every single day to make the world a better place? Now, it might not be important to you, but I grew up with a real headspace of, and this used to be our business mission statement, to positively change the health and fitness of the world. And I lived it and breathed it and pushed it and drove and strove for it every single day. Until I realised that perhaps the world doesn't want to be healthy, fit and strong. And as humans, we have a choice, don't we? We don't have to be fit, we don't have to be strong, we don't have to be kind, we don't have to be respectful, we don't have to be nice people. We can be negative, nasty, gossiping, horrible people if we want to. And isn't it great that we've got a choice? Because as a tree, if you're rooted into your spot, you can't move. If you are like me, though, and you would like the world to be a better place, did you ever think that, and because I'm an old lady, when I was a little girl, I always thought as I got older, the world would become a better place. I really thought that because humans were driven to be kind, be respectful, treat people nicely, be positive, optimistic solution finders, that the world would become a better place. Now, we could argue that the world is a better place. We've got cars and we've got planes and we've got the internet and we've got social media and we've got robots now and the world is changing. But is it changing for the better? And because I'm an old lady, I always ask this question because I would love our kids, our new kids, our new future adults, to grow up in a world that they love. So what are we doing to live the example? Because it's easy to preach, teach and tell. But if you really want the world to be a better place, what do we actually do every day to make it better? And there's a couple of stories I always tell. I'm a real fan of a beautiful environment, obviously. I love a clean home. I love a clean car. I love a clean environment. It's one of the reasons I love New Zealand. But it's really interesting because when we go hiking, biking, walking, we go to the lake, we go to the river, we take our dogs to lots of different places in nature, we always find human intervention. There's always a beer can or a cigarette butt or a KFC wrapper, or there's always something that humans have left behind that doesn't match with the environment. And I always wonder why. Why would you leave an empty rubbish piece of rubbish on the ground? Take it with you. That's just one of the simple things that I think if you want to make the world a better place, wouldn't it be nice to not leave rubbish lying around? I call it leave a profit. It's a life philosophy I've been brought up with. Wherever you go, it should be better because you were there, not worse. And if you leave rubbish behind, obviously a place becomes worse. We were walking on a magnificent walk in the South Island of New Zealand just recently. And we walked under this beautiful old bridge, stone bridge. It's been there since the 1800s. But there was graffiti under the bridge. Ironically, that bridge is a walking distance from the council offices. And I thought to myself, isn't it interesting that the council is so close and we pay rates and they pick up the rubbish, but somebody's painting, drawing, graffitiing ugly stuff on a wall, and it wasn't good looking in any way, shape or form, it was just ugly writing on a wall. Why wouldn't we clean that up? Now, I'm the person that if I see rubbish on the ground, I go and pick it up. I take rubbish bags with me and I pick it up. But interestingly, when I shared with the council that there was graffiti under the bridge, they weren't too concerned about that. They just said, yeah, that, you know, the kids paint and if we paint over it, they just paint again. But I'm wondering if we paint over and over and over and over, and even better, this is just me as an old lady coming up with solutions. If you're the person that painted on somebody's building that doesn't belong to you, shouldn't you be the person that cleans it off? We're really quick to arrest people or fine people or send people to jail even. But what about fixing the mistake that you made? If you did something horrible to somebody, shouldn't you be the person that fixes it? It's one of the questions I always ask when people say sorry. It's nice to say sorry. I'm so sorry I did that. But isn't the ultimate sorry that you fix the mistake that you made? You fix the challenge. If you made a mistake, shouldn't you be the person to sort it out? Now, I'm just speaking as an old lady with lots of life experiences. I've been to places all over the world. I've been to places where there are no local councils. There are no people paying tax. There is nobody that cares about the environment. And it's horrible. and there's rubbish on the ground and it's dirty and stinky and smelly and I don't want to live like that. How about you? But what are we going to do as each individual person? Because it's easy to say the government should do it, the council should do it. What about us individually? Are we living the example for our kids? Now, this other story that I always tell that I find really interesting. I was driving behind a car on the Gold Coast in Australia and a whole heap of McDonald's wrappers came out the window. So at the traffic lights, I stopped, picked up the... Well, they had stopped at the traffic lights and that's when the rubbish came out. I picked up the rubbish, got out of my car, picked up the rubbish and put it back in their car. And what was really ironic about that story is the children that were in the back of the car said to the father, "We told you, Dad, you shouldn't have thrown the rubbish out the window." So in that case, it wasn't the adults living the example, it was the children living the example, "Dad, you shouldn't do that," and Dad did it anyway. I don't want to live in a world like that. How about you? I want to live in a clean, safe, beautiful world, and that's why I live on 20 acres out in the middle of nowhere. But that's easy for me. I'm an old lady who's made some choices, and I've lived in lots of places and lots of countries, and I'll share again, that's why I know that I want to live here. But if you want our entire world to be a better place, one of my favourite quotes is this: there's always going to be bad people who do bad stuff. There always is. It's just human nature. But the world only becomes a bad place when good people do nothing. And it's easy to look at something and say that's bad, but what are we doing to fix it? What are we doing to make it better? And my driving force, of course, my entire life has been for the world to be healthy, fit and strong. And it's a simple message, and I've been preaching, teaching, living the example of this simple message all of my life. I'm an old lady now, and I'm fitter and stronger than I've ever been. I very rarely get sick, and if I get sick, I get better really quickly. I get injured every so often from an accident, but I recover really quickly. I've been the same weight, the same size, the same energy level all of my life pretty much. And it's a simple message. Get puffed to get fit. Overload your muscles and bones to get strong. That works on your muscles and your bones and your heart and your lungs and your immune system, your digestive system, your central nervous system, your endocrine system. You have a happy, healthy brain. You can live a happy, healthy life. But it's interesting that most humans on the planet today choose not to do that. People choose to be inactive. They choose to smoke. They choose to drink. They choose to take drugs. They choose to be overweight. They choose to be unhealthy, weak and frail. And I respect that as humans we have a choice. But my question is always this, and this is my begging position. Our children, our future adults, don't they have the right to know that they can choose that if they want to, but it doesn't have to be the way they live their life? They don't have to be overweight. They don't have to be sick. They don't have to be on pharmaceutical medications. They don't have to drop rubbish on the ground because the people in their life do. They don't have to smoke or drink. They can get to choose to be healthy, fit, strong, happy adults. And it's really interesting because one of the things that I get accused of regularly, talk about bullying, I love it. To me, it's the ultimate compliment, but people don't say this to me nicely. People say it a very nasty way. Roe, you're unrealistically happy. You can't be happy all the time. People often say this to me, Roe, you're just full of shit. Well, that's the kind of shit I want to be full of. I want to be full of happiness and joy and positivity and solution finding. And I can't change the world, and that's why my mission statement has definitely changed. I'm no longer aiming to positively change the health and fitness of the world. What I live my life as every day is a healthy, fit, strong human being who lives the example that is possible and that you can do it short, fast, safe and effectively. I exercise for very short periods of time. I eat all the things that I love. I don't eat what I don't like. I don't ever go on a diet. I never weigh myself. I never measure my body fat percentage. I don't ever get a body scan done. I just stand naked in front of the mirror, and if I don't like what I see, then I do something about it. I want to be a healthy, fit, strong human being for the rest of my life. I have lived my life up until now like that. But most importantly, I want to be the living, breathing example for our future adults that if you want to be healthy, fit and strong, you can be. You can live in a beautiful world. You can choose where you live and how you live your life. And may we all choose to live our life to the max. Super duper doo, how are you? I'm living my life to the max. Woo-hoo-hoo.